Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Bible said in John 20 and 24, it says, but Thomas, notice how it starts off the sentence, but, that's not good already, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. Now this is not the only report. You got the two guys that met him walking by the road to Emmaus. You had the women, Mary Magdalene and the women. He appeared in the room and other of the disciples saw him. And not only that, before he left, he told them, destroy this temple and in 3 days, it'll be raised. There was thing after thing after thing of scripture and prophecy. It's not like this is a brand new thought to them. They had heard about it. So then he comes back and they go, we saw him. We saw him. He was here. Who? Jesus. Jesus. He's alive. He's right here. We saw him. What is it time to do? It's time to believe. Could he have believed? What did he do? What did he say? They said, we have seen the Lord. He said to them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Is this anything to be proud of? Have you ever seen people like this though? Unless I have indisputable scientific evidence, controlled tests by experts, unless I have the signature of 92 doctors with impeccable reputations, unless I have 40 test tubes that are labeled correctly, I will not believe. Is there anything good about that?
No.
Are there a lot of people like that though?
Yes.
Well, seeing is believing. I've got to see it with these here eyes. You understand me? I got to put my hand on it. What are they saying? You are a great big doubter. And what's so sad is you're proud of it. You think you're something because you're so full of doubt. See, so people they make fun of us. They go, well, y'all are just, you need the crutch of religion and y'all are just gullible. Y'all will just believe anything. No, not true. We will believe anything he says to us. Yes, we will. Now, you're a different story. But that sign say, in God we trust, all others pay cash. Well, a lot of Christians have made mistakes because, you know, we train ourselves every day to believe without seeing and not doubt. Just believe. But that does not transfer to every person you know. You're not to trust people blindly. Just because somebody pops up and goes, I'm a Christian brother. We're Christian brothers. I got a fish sign on my car. Let's go in business together. Well, how's it all going to work? Just trust me. We're Christians. No. Somebody, you're talking about business and stuff like that, and somebody keeps hollering, I'm a Christian brother, that's when you start backing off. Because the thing ought to stand on its own merits without pulling out the fish signs. You trust God completely, unquestioningly. You don't have to see. Other people, everybody in your life, you have different levels of trust with them based on your experience with them and what the Lord tells you about them. But you are not supposed to just blindly trust people. You're to love them. Amen. Loving people and trusting people are not the same thing. Amen. And if you trust people who've lied to you repeatedly, you're a fool. And that's another message. You can love them, but say, no, no, you just stare at where I can see you. Won't you love me? I love you, brother. I do. Yeah, but just stay right there. Don't get behind me. Now, God, you don't have to think about any limitations like that. He is completely trustworthy. He has never lied to you. Ever. Or anybody else. He's never failed you or betrayed anybody. He is completely trustworthy. Amen. You and I should be growing towards that. Amen. Now in John 20, he said, I will not believe. What is this? Is this an ignorant unbelief?
No,
no, this is that evil stuff. Right? This is that evil, evil stuff. He said, well, let me read this to you from another translation. The disciples in the Amplified kept telling him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the marks made by the nails and put my finger into the nail prints and put my hand into his side, I will never believe it. I will never believe it. Now, in verse 26, after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas was with them. He was there that time. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut. He didn't even have to open the door. And he stood in the midst and he said, peace be unto you. He never came with a message of fear. Always peace. Of course, you know, it could be a little surprising. See somebody you buried a few days ago. And you look up and there was no knock on the door and the door is locked and there was no open or shutting of the door. And you look up and they go, hi. You're going to go, wow. So he said, peace. And it ministered peace to him. And he looked over at Thomas. Thomas had been quick. He would have already been on his knees. Right. Repenting, right? Before anything was said. But no. He said, Thomas, come here. Come here. Take your finger. Here, put it right here. Put it in there. How many understand this is not a good thing?
No.
No. But he's the one that ran his mouth. Wasn't he? So adamant about, I will never believe unless I've got to put my finger, not yours. I've got to put my finger in that nail hole. I could put my hand in there. He said, all right, come here. Come here. Put your finger in there. He did. Wonder what it felt like. I'm talking about him, that close to Jesus, putting his finger in there, looking at his eyes. What is his eyes telling him? Then he said, behold my hands. Take your hand here and thrust it into my side. He said, take it right here. Right here. Come on. Come on. Come here. Put it up in there. He's standing that close to the master. He's looking at him. This was not a good thing. And he said, be not faithless. Thomas is right there. Maybe he's still got his hand up in his side. He looked at him. He said, don't be faithless, Thomas. But be believing. Have faith. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. I expect he trembled when he said it. But this is correction, isn't it? And it's not just correction for him. It's correction for anybody else. And it's correction for the whole world that would ever read this. Right? Well, I got to see. I'm not believing unless I see it. And the thing is, this is so common. I've had people tell me, well, prove to me that anybody ever got healed over there at your place. Yeah. I don't have to. No. Not my job. Besides that, you could see 9 miracles in front of your eyes and still choose not to believe.
That's right.
You're the believer or you're a doubter.
That's right.
You either believe what he said or you don't. My dad, who's in heaven now, said he was standing right beside a woman in one of Brother William Branham's meetings many years ago. Had a large, huge garter on the side of her neck, big as her head. Huge purplish mass. No way you could miss it. And when the man of God spoke to that thing, he said, I'm standing right there by her. He's a teenager. Standing right there by her. And he said, I saw it. He said, I wasn't this far from her. He said, it looked like you took a pin and stuck it in a balloon. It just went down, went down, went down, went down, and then it's not sticking out anymore. It's just right there, smooth skin on the side of her neck. He said, I was right there. I wasn't that far from it. He said, I saw it with my own eyes. He said, and that as I was leaving the service that evening, I walked out, and he said, I heard some men standing there talking. And one of them said, he just had that framed up. Him and that woman had something rigged up together there. What, they saw the same thing he did. But what? Does seeing miracles give you faith? Does seeing healings give you faith? No, you still have to choose to believe. And he said to him, he said, Thomas, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Verse 29, because you have seen me, you have believed. You're blessed? No. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. That's me. That's you. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. I have not put my hand in the nail hole. I have not put my hand in his side. I have not seen him. But I believe. I believe and I am not doubting about it. How about you? I have not a doubt that Jesus is the risen Savior, that he's alive, that he's real, that he's coming again. I believe it. I believe it. And I hadn't seen it at all. So that means I'm blessed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unpersuadable, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104F. That's R1104F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.